A good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayera. I want to share with you tremendous chizuk in the impact you have in the world around you, on your families. In last week's Parsha, we find that Avraham Avinu goes out and he deals with his 10 tests. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him that you will go and you will become a great nation. You will have great things. And last Shabbos in Shul, we can't go into it now. We quote a Sfas Emes that asks why Hashem had to promise him a reward. And the Sfas Emes says that that's not a reward. That's reality. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avram that if you will go ahead and do these amazing sacrifices, you will have an amazing nation. Says the Sfas Emes, it's not a reward. It's just that you're going to imbue this into your children, and not if you do it, you'll have great children. By the virtue of you doing these amazing acts, these ten nisyonos, you will memela have a great nation. The proof is, you look at the Mishnah in Masechtas Avos. It says there were 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. And it doesn't say Avraham Avinu. It just says Avraham plain. Then it says there were 10 tests. And then it calls him Avraham Avinu. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in his Pirush on Masechtas Avos, asks an obvious question. How come before the 10 nisyonos he's called Avraham? And after the 10 tests, he's called Avraham Avinu. Why? And he says, Avinu means that you gave over. A father means he gives over to the next generation. Avraham Avinu, before he went through his 10 tests, was not called Avraham Avinu because he didn't give anything over to his children. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, when he passed his test with Mesiras Nefesh, he then imbued into every single Jew forever the idea of being Mesir Nefesh. And giving over and sacrificing oneself. And that's when he gets the title of Avraham Avinu. That's when Sarah gets the title of Sarah Imenu. Our Avos and Imois got their names as fathers and mothers when they gave over and imbued into our DNA their great virtues, their amazing qualities. That's when they became Avraham Avinu. There's an amazing story in the Gemara about a woman, Chana v'shiva boneha, a woman who sacrificed 7 children. They said she has to bow down to Avodah Zarah, not to kill her child. And she sacrifices 7 children. And before they took her 7th child to get killed, she looked at her child, and this is what she told her child. I want you to go tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram sacrificed 1. And I sacrifice 7. And there's an obvious question. It seems like she's trying to brag. It seems like she's trying to best Avraham Avinu. Says Rav Shach, no. She says, go tell Avraham Avinu that because he sacrificed his 1 child, I was able to sacrifice 7 of my children. The opposite, her humility. She was explaining how she had the physical strength to sacrifice 7 of her children. How? Not because she was a great woman, but because we had Avraham Avinu who did that sacrifice. And not just that he did it, how he did it. In this week's parsha, when we lay in the Akedah, it says he got up early. In this week's parsha, it says that he did it by himself. And why is Hara Maria called Hara Maria? Says Reb Shamshon Fall Hirsch, the word Harayin is pregnancy, conceive. That's when we were conceived as a nation. That's why through our history, people jumped into fires and wouldn't bow down to Avodah Zarah. Where did simple Jews get that power from? Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, from Avraham Avinu. When he did it, he imbued it into us. That's why Hara Maria, when he sacrificed his child for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when he got the title of Avraham Avinu. And that's when we became his children. And that's what's Hara Meiria. Every Yid today has Mesiris Nefesh in them because of Avraham Avinu. The next time you're challenged with your Nisayan and you don't think you can do it, you need to think back to the words of the Sfas Emes that we started with. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, if you're going to go, Lech Lecha, Be'ezch L'Goy Gadol, you're going to have great kids. That wasn't a reward. That was a reality, says the Sfas Emes. If you're going to go and do Lech Lecha, you're going to go ahead and be my Zenefesh, you will have great kids. Because that sacrifice will go over. Remember the words of the holy woman, Chana, sacrificed her children. Why? Because Avraham Avinu did it. We need to, next time you get into your situation of your Nisayan, the Shlach HaKadosh writes in the Drosh and Parshas Vayera that every one of us has our own Akedus Yitzchak. Every one of us has to sacrifice things for our kids, Chinuch, in our Ruchnias, for our spouses, for our parents, every one of us. I want to share with you an amazing story you probably don't know. One of the greatest American success stories. An American raised gadol was the story of Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir Yeshiva. If you've never read the book about him, you have never read anything. He was an American teenager, sports fan, Chicago boy, not interested in doing anything but the American dream. He goes to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael for a year. His parents were wonderful from Jews, had absolutely no desire for him to continue on in Yeshiva past 1 year. They wanted to get a secular education right 1 year after Yeshiva, and that was it. Nosson Tzvi went ahead and got very close to his uncle, the Yeshiva Mir Yeshiva, and he just started learning, and he didn't want to go back to America. And he begged his parents to stay a Shana Bet, the second year, and his parents were adamant that no. What happened was, he pleaded with his parents that let him stay till after Sukkot. At least was a Shani Yom Kippur Sukkot. For second year, he would stay in there. He says, well, yeah, you have to come home after Sukkot. And his parents were good, wonderful parents. And they went to join him for the Chagim in Eretz Yisrael, for the Yom Tovim. And that Rosh Hashanah morning, his mother sitting in shul, listening to what you're going to be listening to tomorrow in shul, the reading of the Akedah. And a thought hits her right between the eyes. 1 second. I have a son who's begging to stay in yeshiva. I want my son to start his college education this year. He's begging. Where's my sacrifice? When was I was never asked to put my kid on an altar. I'm asked to sacrifice a year of my child to stay in yeshiva instead of going to a secular education. Why? Maybe this is my Akedus Yitzchak, she said. She gave it thought and she made a decision. Yes, I'm going to put my desires aside, my dreams for him aside, and I'm going to let him stay in yeshiva. My friends, the rest is history. Her son became the builder of the greatest yeshiva in probably the history of the world. The biggest yeshiva in the history of the world. The Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He built it. A son who over 20 years with Parkinson's, couldn't move, couldn't do anything. Built and kept on building the yeshiva and expanded and expanded. Next building, till the yeshiva has close to 10,000 students currently. This was all by a man. And people used to marvel, where did Reb Nosson Tzvi get this Mesiris Nefesh from? It just didn't stop. But now you hear the story of a Jewish mother. You hear the story of a Jewish mother who sacrificed for it to happen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed her that in the merit of her sacrifice, she's going to be blessed. And she's going to light up the world with her son who sacrificed for the world. The irony is this book about his greatness was written by his mother. The Art School Book of Nazi was written by his mother. But that's the story. You think only Avraham Avinu imbues his child. You do the exact same thing. Your acts of Mesiris Nefesh will shape who your family is going to be. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise to Avraham Avinu. Lech Lecha Go, and you'll have a good gadol. You'll have a great nation, because they will be imbued with your kaiches, with your power. So too, every one of us, down to Rebbetzin Finkel, to her son, but to whatever is in your life, the next time you have an assignment, it doesn't have to be with children. Maybe sacrifice something. Remember, if you will be moisa nefesh for something in your life, you can have your own akedas Yitzchak. It will impact your children. It will impact your future in your life. That's the lesson that we need to learn from Avram and Sarah, from Yitzchak and Rivka. We shape the future of our generations. The more mesiras nefesh you'll put in, the greater your children will be. And let's wait to see what your story will be, Metzor Shem, where your mesiras nefesh will be, and how that's going to impact the future of your life. Have an absolutely wonderful Shabbos.